On the phone with me right now for our Conservation Matters segment, which is brought to us by the Pew Environment Group, I have Tony Riel. How are you, Tony?
Today.
I'm doing pretty good. Now, you are with a group called Hands Across the Sand, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I work actually for a group called the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. We're a regional nonprofit that works on renewable energy and climate issues. But this weekend, we are one of the main sponsors for a global event called Hands Across the Sand.
Okay. Now, tell everybody who doesn't know, including myself, what that actually is.
Sure. You may remember maybe back in the late 80s, an event called Hands Across America.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that. Well, mm-hmm. It's kind of like the same thing, the same idea of having communities and neighbors hold hands for a cause. And this weekend on Saturday, June 26th, people are going to be holding hands all across the globe in a movement really to say no to offshore drilling and yes to clean energy. And this is all in the wake of the ongoing, ever-worsening Gulf oil disaster.
Absolutely.
And so currently, right now, there are over 650 events happening worldwide in 20-plus countries. In the U.S. alone, there are over 444 events. And the idea is that, you know, at noon, no matter where you are at noon, Eastern Standard Time, people will just join hands and literally form a physical line in the sand opposing offshore drilling and saying yes to clean, renewable energy resources.
Wow. Well, now, how did this whole thing get started?
Well, it actually got started in Florida in February of this year by a gentleman named Dave Roshkalb, who owns a few coastal restaurants.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Hang on 1 second. All right, and now I think I'm on the air for the first time. I'm really sorry about that. I hope everybody is still listening. Hope they're still hanging on. You still there, Tony?
I am.
All right. Well, we're going to get to start all over because I am Matt Unger. Once again, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, guys. Frank will be back. I promise. I forgot to log into the station. So basically, I am filling in for Frank once again here on You Need to Know on 1230 WOIC. And with me on the phone right now, we've been talking. No one really has been listening. But we've been talking to Tony Riel from the Hands Across the Sand group, and she'll tell you about where she works. And this is our Conservation Matters segment, which is brought to you by the Pew Environment Group. So go ahead, Tony. Start all over for me. Where do you work?
Sure. I actually work for a group called the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. I manage our coastal programs. And this weekend, we are sponsors for a huge event called Hands Across the Sand. And it's a global event where people will be literally holding hands, not only on beaches, but on mountaintops, on lakes and rivers, to show support for the end of offshore drilling and for the transition to clean, renewable energy resources.
I mean, that's just fantastic. Now, how did this whole thing get started?
Sure. Well, it actually got started in February of this year by a business owner in Florida. He actually owns three restaurants on the beach in the panhandle of Florida. His name's Dave Roshkalb. And in Florida, for the past couple of years, the state legislature has really been wanting to pass laws that would allow for offshore drilling between 3 and 10 miles off the coast of Florida. That would be within state waters. And a lot of local business owners and communities statewide were adamantly opposed to this because Florida, like many of our other southeastern states, really relies on coastal tourism as an economic driver. And so he just started this event called Hands Across the Sand, and that led to 80-plus different demonstrations on different beaches in Florida in February. And with the Gulf oil spill that's ever worsening, he really wanted to go national with this. And so a lot of groups have really picked up on this, and just average, you know, citizens who aren't involved in any environmental groups at all have really started their own events in their own communities for Hands Across the Sand. That'll be this Saturday.
Absolutely. And like you were saying, other southeastern states that need their coastline for tourism and other just added value to our state, South Carolina is absolutely no exception to that.
That's right. Absolutely. And there are numerous events going on in South Carolina. I, along with folks from the Coastal Conservation League, and we've got many citizens that are volunteering to coordinate events this weekend on Folly Beach. There's one in Isla Palm, Sullivan's Island. There's some in Greenville and Columbia. And obviously those aren't near the beach, but those folks are going to be standing in solidarity with coastal communities, again, against offshore drilling and for clean energy and renewable energy solutions.
And this is all on the website, so if somebody wants to join hands with somebody, even if they aren't at the beach, there's a way they can find out where that's going to happen?
Yes. And the website's just handsacrossthesand.com. And you can type in where you live. You can click on any state and see what events are happening and join in on an event. And if there aren't any in your community, folks are welcome to start their own. And it doesn't have to be anything, extravagant. You know, the only mission is for people to hold hands at noon.
Absolutely. Now, you were telling me before, where do you work again?
I work for a group called the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, and we are a regional nonprofit that focuses on clean energy solutions.
And do you guys have any events coming up?
Well, this Hands Across the Sand in South Carolina is a major event this Saturday, and I just got word from my friend Steve Moore at the South Carolina Wildlife Federation that we're actually going to try to put together a public forum just on the oil spill and what it would mean to South Carolina communities. Another thing that I work on is public outreach for offshore wind energy in South Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm working with Santee Cooper and Clemson University, Coastal Carolina, and the South Carolina Energy Office to educate the public about clean energy options like offshore wind, which is definitely a reality in our state. And so we are going to be putting together some public forums later this fall.
Well, absolutely a great idea. I think educating the community is always a good service to have. Now, what else do you guys do over at your office?
Well, I'm located here in Charleston and actually on James Island, but we actually have offices in Knoxville, Tennessee, Asheville, North Carolina, Greensboro, kind of all throughout the region. And so we work on clean energy solutions like wind, like I said. We also work on biofuels and biomass. We work on climate issues. That's one thing I started with SACE doing, is working on educating coastal communities about climate science and what that would mean to coastal communities. And we've put together educational videos, and really our website is a great way to become educated about various clean energy, renewable energy solutions, as well as issues like the Gulf oil spill and climate science. And that our website is cleanenergy.org.
Absolutely. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I am interested to hear your opinion on, and to hear somebody who's very knowledgeable on the subject, if something such as an oil spill like what's going on in the Gulf right now happened much closer to home here in South Carolina, what would that mean for our state?
Well, I don't have to tell you this, but most of our economics of our state relies on coastal tourism, whether that's in Charleston County or what have you. And it would completely decimate businesses and tourism. And what we see happening actually right now in the Gulf, our people are canceling their hotel reservations, their vacation packages in the Gulf, and coming to other places in the Southeast, actually like Charleston and Folly and Sullivan's. So we would lose a huge amount of revenue from tourism, not to mention all the wildlife impacts. What the Gulf is facing right now, fishing season was closed a day after or two after it started, and it would decimate our shrimping industry, fishing industry, you know, shellfish industry. It would essentially be catastrophic to our state's economy as well as our natural beauty.
Well, absolutely, and which is why, again, take time this June 26th, go participate in a Hands Across the Sand, whether you are on the coast or not. Take part. Now, again, what's the website for everybody, just in case?
It's just handsacrossthesand.com.
All right. Well, Thank you very much, Tony, for being with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate the interview, and I'm sorry that the beginning of the interview wasn't on the air, but that's okay.
That's okay. I enjoyed our little off-the-air conversation.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Take care. Good
night. All right. Bye. All righty. Well, as I was saying, get involved. Hands Across the Sand, it's a great organization, obviously. And if you want to say no to offshore drilling and yes to clean energy, hold hands with your neighbor on the sand at a beach this June 26th. And if you cannot go to the beach, go to their website. There is a place I can see here in Columbia and Greenville where people are going to join hands, rain or shine. So take advantage of that. Now, I would like to remind you guys, like I was saying before I came on the air, was simply